Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
I have an amazing word this morning that I really sense and feel God has laid on my heart. And I believe that, as you know, we're in a season of healing, the month of healing. And we have seen some ridiculous healings at Pneuma East, which I'm going to tell you more about. But the one, and I know, I sense that this is going to hit home a little bit, but the one testimony that we have, and that could be the first slide that you can put up on the testimony. First of all, worship God. Revelation 19:10 says, "For the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy." So the more we tell testimonies of Jesus, the more God wants to do it again and again and again. Yes, that's Steve up there. I thought I'd just bring him along. I did not steal him. All right, it's a confession time. All right, Lord, forgive me. Anyway, the first testimony that we have, if we can put the next slide. Oh, I can see them up there. I don't even have to turn back. This is amazing. I need this at East. I'm going to send my East people here that they can see this. This is Millie Elizabeth. Millie is a miracle baby. We prayed for Millie. Now, that outfit that she has there is not the outfit that we sent. But what we do at Pneuma East is we have a number of families that are really trusting God for a miracle in having babies, fertility. And what we do is we take a onesie and we pray for the onesie, and then we send it to the people that are expecting. And that baby is a miracle. She filled the onesie that we sent. So let's give God praise for that. That's just one miracle. And then out of that miracle, there's another one that's on the way as well. Another onesie that we sent through to Perth. And this family is expecting their very first child as well, which is also another. So that's another one. If you can go to the next slide. On the on your right-hand side, there we are busy praying for one. Last week we prayed for another three that we have sent. One to Iraq, one to India, and then the other one is, again, Perth. I don't know what it is about Perth, but yeah, we've sent to Perth as well. So I believe that God is a God of healing and He's a God of miracles. Miracles are normal. As you can see, it's one of our core values. On the gentleman on the other side, we've also seen ridiculous healings where it has come to wrists. And we're going to go after that today as well. That gentleman that is there, he had so much pain in his wrist. His pain level was a 9. And after praying for him twice, the pain level went down to a 0. There was another gentleman right next door to him who was standing next to him who, from rock climbing, he couldn't actually bend his wrist and he had a lot of pain. He ended up doing push-ups and doing this ridiculous stuff. And right there and there where God healed him. We had a gentleman who came forward. He had tinnitus. That's the ringing in the ears, but I don't normally do this. Jesus did it, but I don't normally do this. But God told me to put my fingers in his ears. So I oiled them first and stuck them in the ears, as Jesus had said. I did get his permission first, got his permission. And as I pulled my fingers out of his ears, he jerked and he was like, wow, everything is just so much louder. So I said, what is still remaining? He said, the ringing is still there. So we stopped the church because we were busy praying for miracles. And we stopped the church and we got everybody to focus on his ears to stop that ringing. And we prayed once and the ears were totally healed. All the tinnitus, the ringing had all gone. And so I can go on. There was a young gentleman who is coming back to the wrist, he fell. Is it Ian, Elizabeth? He fell or he did something on his wrist and he broke his year 12. He couldn't write. Now, I could have brought the video with, but I didn't get his permission to show it outside of our family, so I didn't. But we prayed for it. He came up with those people, and we prayed for his wrist. And before, he couldn't write. He couldn't do this with his thumb at all. And we've got a video that after prayer, he was able to do that. and he was able to write. He actually took a pen and he wrote, and he went and wrote his, he wrote, physically wrote his last year 12 exam physically with a pen. Wow. That's the God that we serve. It's the God that we serve. So I'm here to tell you that the God that we serve is a God who heals. And we're in the final week of our healing series across the whole of Pneuma. The past couple of weeks, you would have heard amazing, learned amazing stuff regarding the healing. And I'm going to land the plane. Yeah? You know what happens when the plane comes in for landing? What does the captain say? Put on your seatbelt. Yep. So let's put on our seatbelts. Yeah, let's physically put on our seatbelts because we're coming in for a landing today. And I'm about to share a truth with you which I really believe will stretch the majority of our thinking. Are you ready for it? This is the truth. God does not only heal, he heals through you. He heals through us. He does not only heal, he heals through us. Healing is something we carry. Healing is something that we release. So I've actually titled, this is the title of my healing, The God Who Heals Through Us. For all of those who take notes, The God Who Heals Through Us. And the text that we're going to be looking at today is Luke 9 verses 1 to 6. Here in Luke 9 verses 1 to 6, if you have your Bibles, grab them, open them up to Luke 9 verses 1 to 6, because it is in Luke 9 that I find a couple of things that Jesus does. Is he basically comes, first of all, and he commissions his disciples for the very first time. He's about to send them out. What is he commissioning them to do? He's commissioning them to do exactly what he himself was busy doing. Any disciples in this place? Right, three of you? Any disciples in this place? Five of you. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. All right. So let's read it together before we pray. Luke 9, verses 1 to 2. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version, the ESV. And he called the 12 together and gave, underline that word if you've got your Bible, gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent, underline that word, them out to proclaim the kingdom of God, to heal. Let's stop there. To heal. So he called, he gave them, and he sent them. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you in this place. We know you're here. But we need you. We need you to reveal to us a newfound revelation today, this morning, in here at Pneuma South, because we are a people of purpose. You have designed and created us for a time such as this. Come, Holy Spirit, give us ears to hear, give us eyes to see, but most of all, give us a heart to receive what you're about to break open. And everybody who agreed said amen. Amen, amen, amen. As we look at this verse, we see that there are four things that Jesus sent the disciples to do. He gave them power and authority over all demons. So all demons. He gave them power and authority to cure diseases. He told them to go and proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. It's quite a bit. There's quite a bit there. There's four things that he's told them to go and do. But what I want you to notice here is there's this process that's been embedded in this text before it gets to the mission. You see, we always jump into the mission of what we've got to do, but we don't see what has to happen first before we do. And the very first thing that stands out in the scripture is this: and he called the 12 together. You see, Jesus called. He called. Before Jesus sends anyone out, he first brings them in. Being with Jesus is always essential before doing for Jesus. You see, presence is always needed before we embark on a mission. I loved what we did there this morning. We gathered and we prayed. We were doing exactly what we're talking about here. I was actually standing there going, We're doing what they did. We were called together. You see, we've got to come together. We need to come into His presence before we embark on a mission. At East, we've got one of our core values plastered across the wall, which says His presence is our priority. And the reason for that is because 1 millisecond in His presence will change your life for all eternity. I can stand here and preach for 50 years, and so can Pastor Steve and Pastor Candace. But you know what? Nothing will change your life like being in His presence for 1 millisecond. So, church, before God uses you, He calls you in. He draws you close. He desires for you to be close. In His closeness, He transforms you. It's in His closeness that He forms you. He equips you and He empowers you, and then He sends you. Then He sends you. You see, your mission is the overflow of His presence. Or should I say this? Your mission should be, because at the moment, the church lacks it. Your mission should be the overflow of His presence. We should be so in His presence that wherever we go on our mission, His presence is flowing. Whether it is to drive out all demons or cure diseases or proclaim the kingdom of God or heal the sick, it does not come from effort. It does not come from performance. It comes from presence. You cannot release what you don't carry. You cannot release what you don't carry. As we linger longer in His presence, we receive. And what we receive begins to flow when we move. And in this case, which brings me to the second point, they received. Jesus gave them power and authority. You see, after calling in comes the empowering. He gave them power and authority. Any people here who believe God is a good God, raise your hand. Okay, that's the majority of us. That's good. It's good. It's a good start. Who believes that He gave us everything? Yep, great. In this instance, I want you to see here that Jesus did not hold anything back. He gave it all, power and authority. And for the note takers, it's not the same thing. You see, power is what's on the board there. Dunamis. Dunamis is the miraculous strength or supernatural enablement. But I love the last bit, which says it's the raw force of heaven at work. Woo! Come on. You have dunamis. You have the raw force of heaven at work. Let that sink in for a while. This is what Jesus is releasing. And then the second thing He releases is authority. Exousia. Exousia is like heaven's stamp of approval on your calling or the legal right to use it. To use what? The dunamis. You and I, those disciples, had the legal right to use the raw force of heaven. Woo! You see, church, these disciples were not sent as spies or secret agents to spy out the land. They were sent as kingdom ambassadors on God's command with His authority. Jesus gave them dunamis and exousia to do four things: to cast out all demons, to cure diseases, to proclaim the kingdom of God, and heal the sick. Jesus never asks you to do His work with your resources. He never asks you to do anything with your resources. He always gives you what you need. You see, real kingdom ministry flows from what He gives, not who you are. It's not your credentials. It's not your degree. It's not your experience. Oh, I've been in church for 40 years. I care two hoots. I care two hoots. Why? Not because I don't love you. My question is, God doesn't even look at that. You see, as a disciple of Jesus, you carry dunamis. You are the one that carries the raw force of heaven. You have the exousia. You have the legal right to use the raw force of heaven wherever you go. You have heaven's stamp of approval to confront darkness, shift atmospheres, release healing, cure diseases, raise the dead. Freely you receive, freely you give. Matthew 10:8. You have it. You all raise your hands. You all believe he's a good God. You all believe he is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son. You believe that he died. You believe that he was raised again. Guess what? As believers, you have dunamis and you have exousia. This means another thing, driving out demons, curing diseases, proclaiming the kingdom, healing the sick, it's not wishful thinking. The church has to stop thinking, oh, well, if. No, there's no ifs. I said to the East the other day, when you believe, not here, but here, that he is a healer, there are no ifs or buts in the same sentence. He either is or he isn't. You can't say, I do believe, but. No, there's no buts. I believe, full stop. Full stop. It's not emotional hype either. I'm not here to hype you up. I'm here to give you the word of God. You see, driving out demons, curing diseases, proclaiming the kingdom, healing the sick is delegated authority from the King of Kings. You carry his badge. You speak his name. You act under his commission for your mission that he has sent you on. He calls and he gives. And then he sends. And this is what he did with the disciples. He sends the disciples on a mission. And on this mission, there are the four things that we've already touched on. He gives power and authority over all demons. Everybody say all demons. All of them. Not secluded, not there's not certains and certain. No, the Bible says, the Word of God says, all demons. He gives power and authority to cure diseases. He gives both qualifications and authorization to be able to do that. He qualified them and he authorized them. And then he goes, and whilst you're about it, proclaim the kingdom of God and heal. Full stop. And heal. Heal the sick. I want you to notice something. Proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal is in the same sentence. These are the kind of things you've got to see in the Word. They're in the same sentence. They are tied together. Translate that in normal English, please, JJ. Sure. The kingdom of God is not merely preached, it's demonstrated. Church, hear me today. The world is tired of hearing about the church. The world is tired about seeing empty church buildings. It's time for the church, capital T, capital C, the church to rise up and release the raw force of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. It's time. The world is seeking, and what the world is seeking, we have. We just have to be obedient. You see, Jesus is our example, correct? Okay, three of us believe that. Jesus is our example. Yeah? We look into the Word and we go, Jesus did, we do. Yeah? Okay, so let me show you something here. If you've got your Bibles here, turn for me to Luke 9. Luke 9, let's go there. I'm going to read to you this morning out of the Passion Translation because it just explains it a little bit better. Luke 7. Verses, let's go from 18 onwards.
Jesus' disciple reported to him in prison, blah, blah, blah. All right, so here we go. When they came before the master, they asked him, are you the coming Messiah we've been expecting, or are we to continue to look for someone else? John the prophet has sent us to you to seek your answer. Take note here. Without answering. Now, the one I've got up there is not the one. It says, at that moment. Without answering, the Passion Translation says. Without answering, what did he do? I'm going to read it from there. Jesus healed the sick, the blind saw, the lame walked, the deaf heard, and the dead were raised. Only then did he say, go and tell John what you have seen and... what you have seen... and heard. And then he launches into this. This is what you saw and this is what you heard. The blind are now seen. The crippled are now walking. Those who were lepers are now cured. Those who are deaf are now hearing. Those who were dead are now raised back to life. The poor and broken are given the hope of salvation. What you have seen and heard. May I suggest that Jesus never separated word from power. May I suggest that he always preached and demonstrated the kingdom of God. There's many scriptures throughout. You can go and check up on this. There's many scriptures. I just chose this one. Can you ponder on this, that the message comes from the manifestation of kingdom power? Healing is the evidence of kingdom. Healing is the evidence that the raw force of heaven has invaded earth as it is in heaven. Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in. Raw power of heaven on earth as it is in. Come on. Are we on this together? The message comes from the manifestation of kingdom power. In my opinion, the church is ineffective. In my opinion, the church is lacking authority. Why? Because of a lack of demonstration of kingdom power. It's all talk and no show. Some preach a kingdom with no power. Others chase the power with no kingdom. And both are incomplete. And both, those separated, are not biblical. They're not biblical. You see, from this scripture, we can see that true kingdom ministry holds both. It demonstrates and it proclaims. It demonstrates the good news and it proclaims the good news. Church, the world is waiting to hear about something. Not better arguments. A greater kingdom. They are seeking something. They are going around the world seeking something. And that's something you and I have access to. As believers, we have access to. We also have a mandate to bring it to earth as it is in heaven. The point that I'm trying to make is just as the disciples carried dunamis and exousia, so do you. So do you. Healing, miracles, kingdom demonstration flows through you as it did them. When? When you are called in and you are present, first of all. Secondly, when you're obedient to his sending. We want to see it, but we're not prepared to be called in, and we're not prepared to basically be obedient. Radical faith. Radical faith, stepping out, even though it's public. We declare Pneuma East cancer-free zone. That's stepping out. You know how many cases of cancer we are fighting at the moment? We never say,
oh, I have cancer. Because when you say, I have cancer, you take ownership of it. We say, I am fighting cancer. Because cancer is not from God. We have seen a miracle. We've seen one lady who came to Pneuma East. She had a brain tumor. She came up every single Sunday while we were still at the school for prayer. Yes, doctors are important. Let me just say that. Yes, medicine is important. Yes, she had an operation. Yes, she had chemo, whatever radiation, whatever she had. But you know what? She is cancer-free today. Cancer-free. She's been cancer-free for over a year. Over a year. Her family, who did not come to church, guess what? They come into church because they thought they were going to be burying her. But we believed that we serve a God who is a loving God and a willing God, a God who goes above and beyond. And we prayed, and she was obedient. She used to come forward every Sunday for prayer, and we pray for her again. Doesn't mean that she had weak faith. It means she was pushing in. She was pushing in for her breakthrough. And God gave her her breakthrough. We serve a good God. So here we are. Here we are. Let's move forward. Here we are. Jesus called. Jesus gave. Jesus sent. Guess what? They went. They went. They were obedient. This is what we're going to talk about. You see, so they set out. They set out, it says, that's your obedience. They set out and went from village to village proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Everywhere. Not in special moments. Not healing conferences or healing summits. Not when Jesus was physically present, because he wasn't physically. He stayed behind. He sent them. Can you show us that? What is the Greek word for everywhere? That's the Greek word for everywhere. Everywhere. Say to your neighbor, everywhere. Everywhere. In other words, there was no limits. There was no boundaries. Wherever they went and in every location, they healed. You see, when Luke writes this, he is literally saying they healed all over the place, everywhere they went without limitations. Even at Macca's. The IGA. On the footy field, outside here, on your walk, when you go in and you're doing your little, wherever, everywhere, means everywhere, everywhere. The disciples, and this is a word for us as the church, the disciples didn't contain the kingdom. Oh, it can only happen here and only happen then. And when the lights are dimmed and the music's going and the candles are on and the violins are... No, 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 no. They did not contain it. They didn't limit healing to a select location. Oh, it only happens at Pneuma East. It does not happen in the South. I bind those words in the name of Jesus. If you are a kingdom carrier, you are carrying the dunamis of heaven, and you have the right, you have exousia to bring it right here in this place. It's time for the church to stand up. The kingdom spreads wherever kingdom carriers go and release the kingdom. That's a word. Put that one on your fridge. Make a magnet out of that. The kingdom spreads wherever king. Any kingdom carriers in this place? You better all raise your hands. You are all kingdom carriers. And guess what? Where you go, kingdom goes. The only difference is you need to release it. You need to release it. Not Pastor Steve. You see, when I look across this room, I don't see two kingdom carriers. I see a couple, 100 kingdom, maybe 150 kingdom carriers. And if you're not a kingdom carrier yet, guess what? I'm going to give you an opportunity at the end of this to become a kingdom carrier.
Can you imagine how the South will be when 100 kingdom carriers walk out of that door and in the next 7 days release the kingdom wherever they go? The South will never be the same again. Revival will be breaking out. You know what? There will not be room enough just for everybody to sit. They'll be sitting in the aisles. They'll be standing out the door. Why is it everywhere where there's revival and healing takes place, there's not room enough? I can tell you why. Because the kingdom carriers are hungry to release the kingdom. But why do we sit on a Sunday? Should I go there? Maybe not. Read between the lines. Numa South family, the kingdom is not limited to locations. It's carried by people. Wherever the carriers went, the kingdom went. Wherever the kingdom went, the exousia went, the power went. Wherever the power went, healing happened. Even the dead were raised back. Do you know that the scripture says that signs and wonders will follow? Follow what? All the believers. Why? Because you're a kingdom carrier. Are we seeing signs and wonders following us? Guilty as charged. Doesn't even myself. Not everywhere I go. Yet. But I tell you, this series has fired me up. It's fired me up. The amount of miracles we are seeing at East, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I prophesy that over the South. That this location will be a location that will not hesitate. That will step out. And when somebody walks in and says, I'm not feeling well, let's pray. Release heaven. We don't have to beg God. We don't have to beg Him. He wants to heal. He wants to heal. So they were sent out. They went. And look what happened next. Verse 10, they came. They returned. They came back. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him, who's him? Jesus, all that they had done. Not their mates, not the guys from the other church, what they had done. It's okay for you to do stuff for the kingdom. What they had done. It happened everywhere because the disciples, the sent ones, obeyed everything. Obedience is important, church. They didn't stay. They were sent. They didn't hold back. They stepped out. They didn't wait for a moment. They walked in a mandate. Everywhere because becomes possible when disciples become available. Everywhere becomes possible when disciples become available. Healing wasn't tied to a good moment. It was tied to obedient people carrying kingdom power and authority. And that means today, healing can happen everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. God moves when you move. You know that neighbor? Oh, if they would only give their lives to Jesus. God's waiting for you to not walk across the room. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Folks, newsflash. If you never pray for a sick, you'll never see healing. But when you step out, but when you take risks, when you lean into the Spirit, you will see the God who heals through you. You'll see it. So here's my challenge. I always challenge you. East, I always finish with a challenge. Here's a challenge. And I don't feel like I'm just preaching a message. I believe I'm recommissioning a people. Some of you have believed the lie that healing ministry is for special Christians. Some of you have been disappointed. And out of your disappointment, you've stopped stepping out. Some of you have disqualified yourselves because of your past or because of your personality or even because of your battles, your own disappointments. But Jesus called the 12 ordinary, imperfect, struggling, I mean, you just got to go and read the Bible. Then Peter's walking on the water. Then he's glug, 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 glug. He's drowning. Then he's, yeah, Jesus, you're the man. And then he's denying. I mean, come on. Imperfect. They were not perfect. But yet he still gave them power and authority. May I remind you, Numa South, son of God, daughter of God, you have both. You have dunamis. You have dunamis. Oh, that was in the, you know, for the disciples. Let me give you Acts 1:8. And you will receive power. That's the same word, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You have authority. You have authority. Jesus said this. Let me help you. Matthew 28:18. All exousia, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. And he says, go. You have the power. You have. If you thought you had an excuse, sorry, excuses are all gone after today. Sorry, Pastor, I can't do it in Pastor Steve because I don't. No. JJ said because the word says. You have power and you have authority. And today the Spirit is calling you. There's a stirring, a deep stirring. And I want you to not ignore that. If I can have somebody on the keys or have some tinkle, tinkle happening, that'll be amazing. You see, I don't normally use the word if, but I am this morning because life is choice. If you want the raw force of heaven to encounter you, it's time to come forward. We're going to pray for you. If you are, if it's a choice, if you are hungry to be used by God, come forward for prayer. If you want to lay hands on the sick and see them radically recovered, today we're going to pray for you. If you want fresh fire, I'm not here to say, oh, let's bow our heads and you make a choice. No, you know what's going on in your heart. If you've answered yes to any of these, you need to come forward for prayer. If you want fresh fire, if you want to burn again, you need to come for prayer. I want you to come. So I want to pray for you. Come forward, all the way forward. If it's one or two or three or five or 10 or everybody, that's fine. But today is the day that we take back what the enemy has stolen. Because we are going to see the raw force of heaven come all the way to the front. Everybody's coming. Come all the way to the front. Come all the way to the front. You see, we're going to release it. We're going to release it. Today's a recommissioning. It's a recommissioning day. A picking up of what you lay down. We're going to pray for impartation. We're going to pray for authority to be restored where you've given it away. For courage to just be injected into you. For a boldness. For healing to flow through your hands. He is a God who wants to heal. He's a God who wants to move. But he's waiting for you to move. He's waiting for you to move. He's waiting for you to move.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.